This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Monday. We're here to make Mondays great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Let's call it 7:07 right now. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Well, I guess they had the Academy Awards. It doesn't register on my list at all, honestly. I mean, Look, I'm not saying I don't enjoy the movie still. I do.
Yeah.
But just that whole bunch of those lefty weirdos getting
together.
Let's
all pat ourselves on the back and tell each other how great we are.
Well, a movie that didn't do well at the box office at all, but won for Best Picture and a few other awards, Anora.
Yeah.
Anora. It's interesting on this one site, which is, you know, the filmmakers and all that, I guess.
Of course.
Anora. A young woman from Brooklyn gets her chance at a Cinderella story when she meets and marries the son of an oligarch. Once the news reaches Russia, her fairy tale is threatened as the parents set out for New York to get the marriage annulled.
Is that really?
Yeah, that's on that IMDb site that's, you know, that uses, you know, for a lot of film-related information.
I'm not saying that's not what the movie's...
Are they missing something?
I'm not saying that plot is not in there somewhere, but...
But isn't it about a young sex worker?
Yes, and even the actress in receiving the award, I'm going to continue to support the sex workers. Yeah. It's like, okay, so that seems to be Hollywood's real twist on the story.
Isn't that interesting that they don't want to fight... prostitution, because here's what you have to remember. For every pretty woman story that there may be, or women who are living that very, very high-end lifestyle, prostituting themselves, for every one of those, there's hundreds and thousands of women who are under absolutely horrendous conditions, doing things against their will. Yes, some of them are addicted to drugs and alcohol, and some of them are, many of them are kept against their will. In other words, it's awful.
Yeah.
It's awful. And for you to go, yeah, we support sex workers, do you support the abolishment of sex workers? Because if you're not trying to do that, then there's going to continue to be this kind of prostitution. Yes, there's rare incidences where, you know, the government has some sort of a handle on it, I guess. And you know, supposedly they're tested and they're this, and they do it because they want to do it and all that. Percentages.
Minimal, yeah.
Yeah. Think about it. I mean,
you're perpetuating the problem with this attitude of this cast.
Yeah.
I think.
So a young woman from Brooklyn gets her chance at a Cinderella story. She meets an oligarch. It's like, well, there's no reason why, you know, I couldn't take my kids to see that. Some people would say, right?
A Cinderella story. Yes, except not a happy ending.
Except, oh, and then here's another description. Yeah. Anora is a young sex worker who gets the chance to become Cinderella when she meets a rich young man.
Okay. It's a little different description there.
Yeah. By the way, it's based, at least somewhat, on a true story. 1970s Rio de Janeiro.
Wow.
Yeah. But it won Best Picture, but nobody really saw it. And I get it. The theme's been done before. Pretty Woman was, you know, the really the best example of that. And again, let's take something that is dark for the vast majority of women who get enslaved into it. It's very, very dark. Let's go ahead and promote sex workers. Let's not shine a light of these awful conditions that most of them actually live under.
Right.
Let's make it, well, you know what? Let's romanticize it. Yeah. You know what else they managed to romanticize, which I know people my age or older are like, but they did.
What's that?
Like Che Guevara.
Oh, yes.
Communism in general. Yes. How could you romanticize something like that?
These tyrants.
Millions were murdered under the name of communism. And,
but I got the T-shirt. Look, I've got his face on my T-shirt. You kids don't know what you don't even know.
Yeah. So
get back in history class, okay?
You can romanticize pretty much anything, I guess, if you try hard enough.
Yeah.
And yeah, it won Best Picture. Is it a great picture? I have no idea. I don't have any plans to see it. But apparently, you know, the Hollywood crowd is,
that's the Hollywood crowd these days.
That's what they do. And you know what? Yeah. Nobody forces us to participate in any way, shape, or form. So
no, you don't have to. It's almost like free will or something.
Mm.
Unlike what she might have had in her line of work.
Exactly. Yeah, if you're doing it clearly of your own free will, that's one thing. I think that is pretty darn rare. I really do. Yeah. You talk about an Oscar. Maybe Zelensky should get an Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what we need you to do. We need you to play an arrogant ass to come in here and ask for a lot of money and try to push, powerful people around that don't normally get pushed around.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then try to get something out of them, like, I don't know, billions of dollars. How'd that work out for you there, Zelensky? And by the way, if anybody could pull it off, isn't he like an actor, comedian, song and dance guy?
Well, it worked on the old guy.
I didn't see a top hat, a cane. I didn't see, I didn't see a song and dance routine. I saw, arrogance and rudeness.
Yeah.
And just a lack, really, a lack of respect.
Oh, but let's all run out and put the Ukrainian flag on our Facebook pages.
Well, look, don't be confused. I mean, Putin is the bad guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Putin went in there and took Crimea under the Obama administration because he smelled weakness, and he was right. Now he comes in and attacks Ukraine again, and he got what? A pretty weak response from Joe Biden.
Yep.
And so he's the bad guy, and we want to help to defend sovereign borders of nations that are free. But President Trump does make a good point. Zelensky hasn't held an election. Might be time to let the people speak if you want to say that you are the last bastion of democracy, near that border.
And just because Putin's a bad guy does not automatically make Zelensky the good guy.
Exactly.
And that's where people get it wrong.
So you're saying there are like these shades of gray, perhaps, not all just clear-cut black and white. Ah, I see what you're saying. Well, bottom line is, Zelensky is already, I guess, testing the waters to maybe try to get a redo.
Yeah.
Marco Rubio might be helping to...
Rubio is not looking happy.
Well, no, but he's trying to pave the way for it. Look, the goal is... let's try to get peace. Let's try to get, stop this bloodbath. Mm-hmm. And why not, in American interest, try to get something for our efforts that we've already utilized and moving forward as well.
Which apparently we gave away versus the Europeans who expect something in return.
Well, I mean, Biden might have got something in return.
Well, I'm in our country.
Through a friend of a friend of a friend of his sons.
Uh-huh.
That should be like a song.
Yeah.
A friend of a friend of a friend of my son's came with gold bars to the back door of the White House.
Got to work on the rhyming part.
Accidentally left a bag of cocaine there.
Wow. We still haven't solved that mystery, have we?
No, we have not.
Oh, my goodness.
We're approaching 7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, of course. And coming up next, well, it's your turn to air it out, to get it off your chest. What's bugging you is next. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control, the only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But call in now. Ready? 877-975-9825. Call now, and if you don't get through right away, please try back, and we'll get you in there, all right? Making Mondays great. 97.3, The Sky. Is there a sneezy? Oh,
I think so.
They're sleepy.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know all of the...
I really don't.
The dwarfs? Can you even... Is that allowed to say the word? Little people?
I don't know. That's ever changing.
Gosh, it is just, you know...
It bugs you.
Can't keep track of everything.
I know.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Yeah, it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now. Don't be shy. 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, try back. We'll get you in. Let's go to Tom. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Yeah, you can probably imagine what's bugging me. The whole Zelensky thing. So I listened to Jack Keane. General Keane. He had the best, I guess, analysis of the whole thing. And what he said was Zelensky basically is unhappy with the deal that Trump had worked out with Zelensky ahead of time. They had three meetings on this. They had Besant meeting on the economic front of it. And when he went in there, everything was set in stone. And they were supposed to have this nice little press conference, sign the deal, have lunch. And this was going to be the first step in the truce in Ukraine. But Zelensky doesn't want a truce in Ukraine. He wants to defeat the Russians, and in his mind, he thinks another year, and a bunch of the European leaders think another year of fighting will lead to Russia caving on this. So they played, he ambushed Trump to try to get what he wanted, and that was Keane's analysis, and that's bugging the hell out of me.
Oh, yeah, it seems pretty clear that was the deal. He went in there very arrogant and had no designs to sign any agreement, and the mineral deal, of course.
Well, I guess if you think you can come in, and because you're on live TV in front of the press in America, and you think you can badger Trump the way you might have done Biden,
right?
No,
that's not going to fly.
It's not going to work at all.
And it didn't fly at all. Mm-mm. Good morning, Debbie. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. Can somebody please tell me what kind of salary this guy Linsky gets? How many homes does he own? Questionable.
That is interesting. You know, you see memes that he owns several different homes he's taking. I saw somewhere where he allegedly is taking $11 million a year, something like that.
Right.
I don't know. This is another one of those deals where you wish you had real truth tellers that you could count on to see how he is, paying himself.
Well, and some people said, oh, no, that was money he made, you know, as an actor, comedian. It didn't come from the Ukrainian
people.
And
some of that could be true. Could be true, yeah.
Could be.
877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And Jeff, what's bugging you?
You mentioned a movie that I never heard of, and somehow it won a bunch of awards. Shouldn't the box office determine what movie is great? Hollywood's in denial. God bless America.
Yeah, look, for some of them, it's the agenda. It's what they consider that makes them feel good or something. And the Academy Awards was never supposed to always be about the box office, but usually that played some part in it.
Yeah,
a successful movie.
Because when you see these scenarios where something that did not get that big of a response, that a lot of Americans have never even heard of, it definitely does become the definitely the industry patting itself on the back because nobody else knows about what we did.
Yeah, they're like, what? Yeah. What was that?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to John. What's bugging you?
Yeah, I'm totally mystified how the Zelensky-Trump meeting wasn't worked out on, say, video call or whatever, conference, like weeks in advance before it was brought public, and everything would have just been a simple signing. What the heck is going on?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly the deal. Everybody said all the agreements were agreed upon. Everybody nodded yes. Everybody, you know, leading up to this.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that, you know, Trump was shocked.
Sure.
By how the things unraveled. I mean, you could kind of call it a really an ambush in a way.
Well, like I said, so you could tell the look on Rubio's face because he thought, hey, this is a done deal. They're going to come in. We're going to do this.
Well, several people had talked to both Zelensky and his people. You know what I mean? They were all like, yep, it's a done deal. That was the whole arrangement for it to make it immediate, to make it public.
And I'm sure you'll get into it later, but there were a couple of different meetings. You mentioned the one. Well, there was the one with some Republicans and Democrats together, kind of a rah-rah, here's how to do this. But then the Democrats
got them alone.
Had their own thing. And
brainwashed them or whatever they did.
That did not help them in his matter.
Yeah, no.
His cause.
What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Last chance, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. I'm sure you're fixing to pack up your Harley so you can finally scratch spring break in North Korea off your bucket list. Yeah. But what's bugging me is the way Dunkin' Donuts needed to delete donuts from their name. I mean, they probably quadrupled their marketing costs by changing all the signs, and that also implies that, okay, so Pizza Hut, we just call it Hut, or Burger King, we just call it King. It was just, I think we need to send Doge over to the marketing department at Dunkin' Donuts to clean house. Thanks, guys.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess I wasn't fully aware of that name change, to be honest with you. Yeah, that's... look, they're always trying to freshen things up in marketing. But you figure in the cost and all that and trying to be cutesy, I guess. Whatever. We've got a local independent guy that blows them away, to be honest with you. So we're kind of spoiled. Good morning, Kate. What's bugging you?
Hey, what's bugging me is my husband and I are Christians. We have four kids, and I voted for Trump every time, and I still love him. I love Doge. I really love what we're doing with that, but it really has hit home with us. My husband is a VA worker. And I get we need to cut spending and all the fat. But I guarantee you, there's no fat in the VA budget office. They've already fired one of the VA budget analysts, who is a military veteran. My husband is a military veteran for 26 years. And it's disheartening because there's no fat in this office. I have to take on another job to help pay the bills. And he's afraid he's going to lose his job, and we're already tight.
So look, that's a concern for everybody that's working in the government right now. And yes, you need to be concerned. You need to make preparations that there could be changes. And again, it's my hope that they really can differentiate between people that are producing and those that are not. And because of the DOD and the whole thing for the veterans, I would think, if anything, some of these cuts in other areas might add to the budget to take care of our veterans, because that's probably what's needed. Good morning, Jim. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is Zelensky. He came in dressed like a thug, was disrespectful with his body language, disrespected Vice President Vance by calling him J.D., obviously came to grift some money, so that's unaccountable by and large. And he has no intention on peace. And if I'm not mistaken, he's as bad as Putin because he stopped all elections while the war was going on.
Right. And look, if you lie and say you're going to sign the agreement and then you come and you don't, I mean, You're a liar. You're not a man of your word. That's problematic. 7:30 on the Bob Rose Show. So much more to talk about coming up. We'll get to it next on 97.3, The Sky. Another day in paradise, my friends. Welcome to it. 7:35 right now. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yep, we're making Mondays great. One of your top stories, though, is what the heck happened where the whole Trump-Zelensky meeting went sideways. The agreement was all but done. It was waiting for a signature. The mineral rights, there would be some protections put in place, and that would hopefully lead to, you know, ceasefire and possibly, hopefully, with the goal of the end of the war between Russia and Ukraine. And this was the first giant step into helping that to occur. And Zelensky agreed that, yeah, it's a done deal. Everybody was shocked, even those who met with him. Now, he had a couple of meetings before the sit-down with Trump and Vance. But this was really, the sit-down was really a formality, basically, to shake hands, sign the agreement, and, you know, do a little backslapping. But that never occurred. And it's funny because when he had a bipartisan meeting earlier on Friday morning, Senator Lindsey Graham was there, and so was the troublemaker, Chris Coons out of Delaware, Amy Klobuchar, but they were there, all right. But even it was, I believe it was Graham that put this out. Really good bipartisan meeting before President Zelensky heads to the White House. We stand with Ukraine. I'm sorry, Klobuchar wrote that.
So we're still thinking it's going to be a good go at that point.
Well, yeah. And so. Because, yeah, Graham in a video did say he also met with Zelensky, adding that he was headed to the White House for the signing of the minerals deal. He said, this is $500 billion that will enormously benefit the American economy. Ukraine is the richest country in Europe when it comes to critical minerals. Lindsey Graham said that. These minerals are necessary for us to compete and win in the 21st century economy. President Trump was very excited. President Zelensky is very excited about this economic deal. But then, apparently, Zelensky met with just some Democrats.
Ruh-roh.
Anti-Trump Democrats. And according to one writer, he said a common criticism of Zelensky's disastrous Friday performance in the Oval Office was that he failed to read the room.
Oh, yeah.
But what this guy says is, well, yeah. The Ukrainian president did read a room. It was the wrong room.
Oh, that makes sense.
I must have thought he was still sitting with the Democrats. I don't know. But apparently, when Zelensky met with these anti-Trump Democrats, they advised him to reject the terms of the mineral deal that the president was offering.
Wow.
And what kind of, when you know, you've got this done deal, you gave your word as a man, as a leader, all these things, you gave your word. What did the Democrats say and promise him to get him to not just say no to the deal that he already agreed to, but to do it in such an arrogant, thankless way? I mean, he was rude. I mean, why would you be rude to people that you're asking for help, a virtual lifeline, if you will? Why would you do that? I'd love to know what exactly the Democrats said and possibly promised him. I mean, they're not in power. And I would think that issues he's facing in terms of warfare, he needs help now, not in 2 years. If they promise him, oh, well, we're going to take the House and Senate in 2 years, and, you know, we're going to get you your money, we're going to get you what you need, but you got to say no to this deal. What would be so compelling that he would, like I said, not just say no, he already agreed to it, it was just a formality, and he went in there and act like an arrogant ass?
You know, trying to tell Trump, boy, you're going to feel this. You're going to, you know, this isn't a card game. I mean, just the attitude is like, boy, you are just messing with the wrong people.
Oh, yeah, J.D. Vance was about to punch him.
Vance can beat your butt, can kick your butt. There's no doubt about that.
No doubt about
it. So don't mess with him.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, all your little jokes.
Yeah.
Your little Joe Pesci routines aren't going to work around here, pal.
Uh-uh.
Okay? Because we don't play that ha-ha funny either way. So we'll see what happens. Apparently, the olive branch may still be extended. We'll see.
At the end of the day, to use an old phrase, we still want peace for the Ukrainians. We don't want the Russians in there. Who knows what the Democrats really want? Zelensky probably does want peace at some level. You know, has he raked in a bazillion bucks during this whole thing? Probably so. But I think at some point he'd like to have a peaceful country to run. So I think it's going to happen. But look at the British. Now they're getting the Europeans more involved, which, again, we've always said should be how it is. The Europeans ought to be more a part of this. But they're talking potential British boots on the ground and planes in the air, as he said.
But at the same time, there's the possibility that we could withdraw some of our forces that are stationed in Europe.
Right.
Maybe, you know, 20% or more, which is substantial. So
there's a lot of moving pieces.
There is.
In this chess,
possibly,
chess
game
here.
And then locally, one of the biggest stories was the Alachua County Sheriff's Office getting sued due to the alleged actions of the previous sheriff, Clovis Watson Jr. And so they awarded the sergeant, Kevin Davis, $15 million. The jury did. A case of racial discrimination. And so, of course, I mean, I don't know if the county can just afford to write that check. The jury did award it, but this is very common for an entity to then want to go and appeal. And sometimes they just use that as a way to come to agreement with a plaintiff of lowering the amount. But apparently they came out with some kind of lowball offer of like $30,000. $30,000 versus $15 million. I get it. You're trying to work the art of the deal. Now, if you smell that deal, it smells like the fart of the deal. Good morning, Paul. You're on the air.
Good morning, Bob. It's probably been more than 10 years since you and I talked. I wanted to give my perspective on what happened at the White House Friday, because I think a lot of people are talking about it, and they didn't even take in the entire, you know.
Go right ahead, yeah.
From the very beginning. I don't think anybody ambushed anybody, despite hyperbole on the right or the left. I think it was a mismanaged situation. This has been done before. The deal should have been signed first, then do the press event. The entire thing devolved when the various sides of the press got involved and baited both sides because they wanted to see a dogfight, and that's what they got. I think the entire thing left the rails when Zelensky refused to get on board with what I think is the magical thinking that Putin can be trusted merely because Trump is doing the deal.
I respect your take on that. But things were done beforehand, and normally this would be our friends. You know, we're supporting Ukraine, so you should be able to trust his word. Yeah, you should absolutely question anything that comes out of Putin's mouth, but this particular agreement really had to do with Zelensky and Trump, and he had already given his word. He's coming there to sign the agreement. So maybe the term ambushed is a little bit of hyperbole, but how would you feel if your every expectation was to sit down with this man, have a totally positive meeting, sign the agreement, and move forward? I'm sure they thought that this was going to be an upbeat, positive kind of a thing. And I'm sure they were shocked and taken aback when Zelensky had a completely different idea about what was about to unfold than they had all previously agreed to. So if anything, if he says, well, I behave that way because I don't think that Putin's going to hold up his end of the deal. Well, yeah, Putin's end is still a question mark. Yours, however, is not a question mark. We already know you're capable of lying. Sorry, I don't know what else to call it when you give your word and you don't follow through. You lied. Is that too harsh? I don't think so. And we really need to examine what this guy is all about. Yeah, we got to stop evil Russia and Putin. I gotcha. Is this the guy to do it? Maybe not. And we have to take that into account. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Always appreciate the input on the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. We've got plenty to get to this morning, man. We barely scratched the surface. So hang in there. Oh, some of the lefties from Hollyweird are saying stupid things. Let's get some of those things out of the way. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. 7:50 on the Bob Rose Show. 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. Greg Cassidy is here as well. And thanks to one of our great listeners, Helen.
Yes.
For the kettle corn, different flavors. She dropped off her Sunmade, right?
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate
that. All right.
That's nice. So nice.
Yeah, you can do a bunch of different flavors.
Oh, you know, you don't think about that all the time. You just think, oh, kettle corn's kettle corn. But then people get creative.
Yeah.
So there.
Indeed. Thanks again, Helen. Yeah, very thoughtful. We appreciate that. All right. What is going on in the world? Well, let me tell you. You've got a Fat Tuesday coming up, and people go, yeah.
Don't look at me when you say that, okay?
That's well, that's your last chance to party down, because then you're supposed to buckle on down, because the trek from Ash Wednesday to Easter then begins. You're supposed to sacrifice, if you're a believer, maybe give something up. And for Lent, what they call, or at least what Catholics call that period, Lent. And if I say good luck, would that be misconstrued? Because we're talking about spiritual issues.
True,
and I go, good luck with that.
Yeah, luck isn't really a component.
I'll keep my fingers crossed that you can actually give up that dark chocolate for that period of time. Good luck. In that case, probably would be realistic. Good luck. But you know what? That is the journey that we're all on to try to better ourselves, get closer to the Creator, if that's your belief system. And, you know, that's the one that's challenging. We all like to control other things. That's why we're all full of opinions.
Right.
You know what we think politically and
full of something.
Yeah, and we can be judgy and all that.
What?
Well, some people, not you.
Oh,
never
okay.
You.
Not us, like. Right.
But, yeah, when your real struggle is with yourself.
Right.
And that's philosophical, even beyond the spiritual realm, you know. That's, the greatest warrior is the one who conquers oneself.
Yep. Hey, little thing going, well. Kind
big thing,
a,
little
a big
thing.
Little thing. A thing going on. Well, the big thing was Zelensky. That's been the big story. And was chatting with our former Congressman Ted Yoho. And he will be actually checking in tomorrow about 8:05 to give us his insight on how he kind of sees
and
things.
And there's a possibility that for once, the congressman may be wrong.
Oh, wow.
Ah.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, you said that once. I said he's going to be checking in as in calling in, as in not here in front of you. So I saw how brave you were there, Bob.
Oh, I love Ted Yoho, and he knows it.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
That's why it's so rare, and I don't know that we completely disagree. You know, we had a caller, and he thought that, you know, the term of ambush, you know, Zelensky, you know, ambushed them by, you know, the terms apparently all went out the window.
Right.
He was, like, guaranteed to sign, and it didn't happen. And felt like, you know, the media had also baited both sides. And,
right.
And again, that could be true. I just, maybe I'm taking too simplistic of an approach, or maybe I don't know all the moving parts, but it appeared to me simplistically that Zelensky gave his word. And, you know, when a man gives his word, it's just a matter of filling out the paperwork. I mean, if you shake hand with a banker and he says, 5.9%,
you expect
and
it.
He said, I can, you know, you can count on that. It's locked in. Yes, sir. Okay. Well, you'll hold up your end. I'll be there to sign the papers. I'll do what I promised. You do what you promised. That didn't appear to be the case when they met on Friday.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons why we're still talking about it. If you had signed it, Well, that's what Zelensky signed a mineral agreement.
Whole story.
You know, here's the next step. But instead, we're saying, no, it didn't get signed. And in fact, it was contentious, to say the least. Yep. Oh, so meanwhile, while this kind of, whatever you want to call it, showmanship, gamemanship, statesmanship.
We'll use an old Biden word. Malarkey.
Or shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
Shenanigans sounds like more fun.
That's true.
Like, what are you up to? Nothing but shenanigans as we approach St. Patrick's Day, laddie.
Oh, the Irish pirate will show up.
Yes, he will. Yeah. Yeah, nothing to laugh about here, but while all this was going on, terror attack, Israel, terror attack in Haifa, Israel leaves, one dead, four wounded. Of course, Netanyahu condemned the horrific terrorist attack there. A stabbing attack left one person dead, four others wounded. Police said that they were treating the stabbing, which took place in a central transit hub, as a militant attack. A security guard and a civilian killed the attacker, who police said was an Arab citizen of Israel who had recently returned to Israel after some time abroad. My wife Sarah and I extend our deepest condolences to the family of the victim of the horrific terrorist attacks in Haifa, Prime Minister Netanyahu said, and we send our wishes for a speedy recovery for those injured. We will continue to fight those who seek to harm us wherever they are, and we will defeat them. The victim who died in the attack, this is courage. Yeah. He was stabbed multiple times in the back.
Oh, my goodness.
And he was a 70-year-old man.
Oh, come on. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Terrorist.
Yeah.
Weak. Cowardly. Will kill and hurt and maim those who are the least likely to offer resistance.
Mm-hmm.
October 7th, what'd they do? Bunch of teenage girls was like one of the main targets of the attack. Never fall for terrorism and to be excused in any way, shape, or form.
Uh-uh.
All right, plenty more coming your way on the Monday edition of the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.